Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 10 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday morning, August the 13th. Thanks to John Munson for filling in for me last week while I was on vacation visiting Philadelphia, where our Constitution and the Declaration of Independence were crafted. Got to see the Liberty Bell, had a good time, but it's good to be back and good to be talking with you again this hour as we hold a presidential straw poll. Over the weekend, Iowa Republicans cast their vote for their favorite presidential candidates in a straw poll. Mitt Romney won, that was expected, followed by Mike Huckabee, not necessarily expected, then Sam Brownback, then Tom Tancredo, followed by Ron Paul. Former Wisconsin Governor Tommy Thompson came in sixth, and as we heard in state news, has officially ended his presidential bid. He said he wanted to be in first or second place, but sixth place for Tommy Thompson. Then Fred Thompson, who hasn't even officially declared his candidacy, came in seventh. Rudy Giuliani, who wasn't participating in the straw poll, closely followed him. Then Duncan Hunter, then John McCain, and then John Cox was in 11th place with less than 1% of the vote. Following the straw poll in Iowa, we hold a straw poll this hour, and we wonder if the presidential election were to be held today, who would get your vote? You can vote for whoever you want, Republican, Democrat, Independent. You know what? If you want to vote for Tommy Thompson, even though he's pulled out, you can do that too. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. 263-1890. All of our lines are open right now, so there is certainly a line for you and time for you. We go through these calls very quickly. We will give you 30 seconds to plug your favorite candidate. You get to tell us why you're supporting a particular candidate. You can campaign for 30 seconds. We'll tally all of the votes up, and we will post the results at the end of the hour, or at least the end of the program, on our website. So, who would get your vote if the presidential election were to be held today? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. We'll see if the Republicans in the audience will vote the same way those in Iowa did. Mitt Romney again won the Iowa straw poll. But then some were surprised to have Mike Huckabee in second place, followed by Sam Brownback. We'll see if that's the way it goes here with Wisconsin Public Radio listeners. You can also, though, vote for your favorite Democratic candidate, or if there's a third party or independent candidate that you have your eye on, that's fair game too. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Here we go with our lines filling up. Diane in Madison. Uh-oh, we're having a little problem with our phone system here. That's not good. I'll have to figure out what why our phone system won't allow me to put calls on the air. That's not good for a straw poll. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. We're having some phone problems, and we will try to work them out. Don't know why. Thank you for calling. Keep on trying. We'll keep on trying to get you on. It's a Monday morning, and for some reason, Monday mornings are always full of glitches. And there we go. We got a call on the air, so maybe it's unglitched. Tim, you're on the air.
Good morning, Joy. Welcome back.
Thank you.
To place my poll for Ron Paul, the libertarian Republican who believes in getting out of the war and reducing the size of the federal government. He's often the one candidate when it's a vote of 434-1. He's the one defending the Constitution. He's my guy.
And we got it down. Thank you very much. Ron Paul did fairly well in the Iowa straw poll with 9% of the Iowa straw poll vote coming in fifth place. And our first vote during our presidential straw poll. Eugene in Viola is with us now. Hi, Eugene.
Good morning. Richardson in New Mexico, Governor Richardson down there, because he's got experience worldwide.
And that's it?
Yep.
All right. Thanks very much, Eugene. We appreciate your vote. Oh, and Diane in Madison has called back. Hi, Diane.
Hi. Mitt Romney.
And why?
Because he's for family values and for keeping this country safe by increasing the military. And also because I like the way he speaks. He's very articulate. And I think he'd do a great job.
Thank you very much, Diane, and thank you for your persistence. Philip in Milwaukee, hi, you're on the air.
I'm for Dennis Kucinich. He's the only one that has true progressive and democratic values. He values people over property. He values humanity over things. I believe that the ultimate result of materialism is war.
Okay, thank you very much. We have you down for Dennis Kucinich. Appreciate your participation in our straw poll that we're holding this hour on the heels of the Iowa straw poll, which gave Mitt Romney an expected win and a disappointing sixth-place finish for former Wisconsin Governor Tommy Thompson, who did officially drop out of the race yesterday. If the presidential election were to be held today, who would get your vote? 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. And why? We'll give you 30 seconds. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 17 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday, August the 13th. Hope you join Ben Marins this afternoon for At Issue with Ben Marins. Ben was going to talk about the Iowa straw poll results and the implications for the presidential race after 4 o'clock this afternoon. He was going to have a political analyst examining that, but we might change gears this afternoon now that we have heard the news that Karl Rove has resigned or will resign his advisor post at the White House. So Ben might talk with a guest about that instead after 4 o'clock. I guess, as they say, stay tuned. We are holding a presidential straw poll during this hour and welcoming your vote at 1-800-642-1234 in Madison 263-1890. John in Madison is with us now. Hi, John. You're on the air.
Yes, I support John Edwards for the upcoming president race. He won't follow this march to a police state that this Republican administration has. And unlike Clinton and Obama, he's not going to play the global military domination game. He's the only one of the candidates that I see offering a valid universal health care policy. He will restore progressive taxation. He offers an attack on poverty in this country. In short, he's everything the Republicans aren't.
Thank you very much, John. You got that in exactly 30 seconds. Dale in Loyal. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, I believe in Ron Paul. He's the only one that adheres to the Constitution. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for your vote. Ron Paul has two votes so far. Mitt Romney won. John Edwards won. Dennis Kucinich won. Bill Richardson won. Anybody else? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison 263-1890. Clifford in Bondiwell. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, good morning.
Morning.
I would like to vote for Barack Obama. And why? I think he's had some sensible ideas, and we want to change, and he's the guy to do it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your vote. Wayne in Green Bay is with us now. Hi, Wayne.
Good morning.
Morning.
Dennis Kucinich.
How come?
He'll get us out of Iraq, universal health for all, and get rid of NAFTA, which has devastated a lot of our workers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We now open up a line for you at 1-800-642-1234 in Madison 263-1890. 20 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday, August the 13th, holding a presidential straw poll this hour. Unscientific gauge of your support for various presidential candidates, but a fun one. We give you 30 seconds to state who is your favorite candidate and why. So you can plug your favorite candidate, let other listeners know why you're supporting a particular candidate. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison 263-1890. And then we'll post the results on our website at the end of the morning. And Noah in Racine is with us now. Hi, Noah. You're on the air.
Hi. I'm going to vote for Ralph Nader because he's not a criminal, and that's all that's important to me.
All right. Thank you very much. You get more than a one-word reason. Get 30 seconds, longer than you think. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Gary in St. Paul. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
I would like to put my first vote for Dennis Kucinich to echo the wonderful reasons and rationale of other people. But I would also like to make a plug for instant runoff voting, where we don't throw away our votes. We actually can vote in order for who we believe in.
All right. Thanks very much. You got your plug in there. Steve in Green Beulah.
Glen Beulah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Glen Beulah. I've never heard of Green Beulah. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I guess I vote for Ron Paul because he stands for the Constitution. And the reason I like that is because many of the laws we have today are de facto laws created by government bodies that have no right to create them. So I'm for Ron Paul and the fundamentalism of the Constitution.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your participation. Rich in Milwaukee. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, I think Fred Thompson would be a good president. I spoke with him, and he seems that the integrity and the just his presence are just going to be the big thing. I met Hillary Clinton, and she seemed really fake, and I met Barack Obama, and he's really fake, so Fred Thompson.
Hey, how'd you meet all these guys?
I went around to different events and met them.
Thank you very much for your vote for Fred Thompson. Dan in Wanakee, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'd just like to put in a vote for Joe Biden. And I like him because he's been in the Senate for a long time and he's got a lot of experience, which is going to be necessary for now, unlike Obama. And then also I like his three-state plan for Iraq. And he's big on workers' rights, which I think is something that's much needed. And he can kind of, he's articulate and he can stand up.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that, Dan. Got you in on your 30 seconds, your vote for Joe Biden. 30 seconds for you to tell us who gets your vote for president if the election were to be held today and why. A presidential straw poll. We do these from time to time, just to kind of gauge where you are, and because they're kind of fun. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Harley in Ettrick. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Joy. This Hi. Is a great show.
Well, good. I'm glad you like it.
Well, yes. I would vote for Dennis Kucinich, and I would also support any other candidate on the Democratic side that would get the nomination.
All right. Thank you very much. Gene in Iron County. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Yeah, I vote for Giuliani because the man we need next is going to have to be a really exceptional guy because the mess we're in, we're going to need somebody strong up there, and he's the man for me.
All right. Thank you very much. Darla in Ellsworth. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. Hi. I would vote for Hillary Clinton. I think she is great on family values, health care plan, and really cares about the state that we're in. And she's not a warmonger, and she's intelligent enough to have good advisors with her.
All right.
That's it.
Thank you very much. Our first vote this hour for Hillary Clinton. Jim in Racine. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, I'd like to cast my vote for Dennis Kucinich. The reason is because years ago, because of the right drift of the Democratic Party, I got out of that, and I think he's the only honest, fair man in the entire group.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Let's see where Jim in Ashland is today. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning, Mr. Paul. For the reason that got hoodwinked by the Democrats in the last election, and I don't want to go through that again. You're not doing what they promised they were going to do. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Zach in Kenosha. Hi, Zach. You're on the air.
Hi. I'm voting for Dennis Kucinich because I feel like he doesn't owe anybody anything, any lobbyists or anybody, and if we want real change, he talks about every issue with real change instead of, I don't know, I guess he's less compromising.
All right. Thank you very much. Well, Dennis Kucinich has taken the early lead in our presidential straw poll that we're holding this hour. 6 votes tallied so far from Wisconsin Public Radio listeners in this unscientific sampling. But now there's a line open for you. We go through these calls really fast. It only takes you a moment. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. Do you agree with the 6 who have voted for Dennis Kucinich in our straw poll so far, or does another candidate get your vote? Second place so far is Republican Ron Paul with 4 votes. Everybody else has tallied a vote so far, 1 vote apiece for Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, John Edwards, Barack Obama, Bill Richardson, Rudy Giuliani, Mitt Romney, Fred Thompson, and 1 also for Ralph Nader. What about you? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. We're holding a presidential straw poll on the heels of the Iowa Republican straw poll, which gave a win to Mitt Romney and also gave a 6th place showing to Tommy Thompson. And Tommy Thompson, as you may have heard, has dropped out of the race. Dan in Wales is with us next. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. For Dennis Kucinich, I believe he's for a strong labor policy, eliminating NAFTA and GATT. I think that he's against the war, which I also support, and I think those are 2 huge issues, not to mention the health issue.
All right, thank you very much. To Dan. Gloria in Madison, hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, yes. Dennis, because he's not for the war. I like him because of the for the health benefits, for everyone to have health benefits in the United States. I think he's got a real good head on his shoulders and has been right from the very beginning has fought against the war and has said so, although I do like Hillary Clinton, too.
All right. Well, putting it down for your first vote, because that's what it is. Looks like we got a lot of support for Dennis Kucinich. Did you guys get an email or what? Mark in Mineral Point. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, good morning, Joy. I'm supporting Dennis Kucinich, and he has by far the most integrity of any of the candidates. He's not beholden to corporate paymasters. He supports single payer. He's got a strong labor record, and he's the one person who'll get us out of war in Iraq and other wars.
Thank you very much. We'll just cruise through as many as we can before our news break. Marilee in Plymouth. Hi.
Hi. I agree with the previous caller entirely. I think he had a very good, succinct reasons for voting for it. Dennis Kucinich, who now sounds like a first-tier candidate. Thank you.
Well, you can't judge it by a straw poll on Wisconsin Public Radio, but we do welcome your vote for whatever candidate has your support in this day in time. 1-800-642-1234 or 263-1890. We'll take more of your calls during this presidential straw poll after the news. You're listening to the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Good to be back from vacation and good to be talking with you about who you support for president. If the presidential election were to be held today, who would get your vote? 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. We're holding one of our occasional presidential straw polls this hour, finding out from you who your favorite candidate is and why. You get 30 seconds to plug your candidate, and we're keeping track, and we'll post the results. So far, Dennis Kucinich in the lead during this unofficial straw poll with 10 votes, followed by Ron Paul with 4, and then everybody else who has been mentioned, 1 vote apiece for Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton and John Edwards, Barack Obama, Bill Richardson, Rudy Giuliani, Mitt Romney, Fred Thompson, and Ralph Nader, all getting 1 vote apiece. We're holding the straw poll on Wisconsin Public Radio on the heels of the Iowa straw poll, the Republican straw poll, which gave Mitt Romney a win on Saturday, followed by Mike Huckabee and then Sam Brownback in 3rd place. Tommy Thompson in 6th place. And as he said he would if he didn't place 1st or 2nd, Tommy Thompson has dropped out of the presidential race. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Chad in Dubuque, Iowa is with us. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I would pick Mitt Romney. And just on paper, he's had a record of turning around the deficit in Massachusetts, $1 billion deficit. Without raising taxes. And the other thing is he's also instilled health insurance to all in Massachusetts, so I think he could be able to at least assist with that.
Thank you very much, Chad. Appreciate your vote from Iowa. Larry in Kenosha. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, hello there. I'm actually with the Green Party, and we have not nominated a candidate as of yet, but I'd like to cast a vote for whoever we may nominate as a presidential candidate this spring. The Green Party is the only true party of peace and the party that stands up for American labor and the Constitution. Thank you.
Before you go, who are some possibles?
I have to take a closer look into that, actually, to be honest.
All right, thanks very much. I know Ralph Nader spoke before the Green Party. He was still contemplating. Thank you for your Green Party vote. Gary in Stevens Point is with us. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you. As a lifetime registered Republican, I would like to register my vote for Hillary. I think she would make a better president than her husband, but I would only vote for her if she chose Bill Richardson as a running mate. I think we need a veteran on the ticket, and I think Richardson and McCain are the only two veterans. Thank you.
Thank you very much. A Republican who says he's voting for Hillary Clinton. Catherine in Richfield. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm riding the Dennis Kucinich wave.
All right, why?
He's the only person liberal enough for me. I haven't seen a politician as good as him since Jerry Brown, so that's my reason.
Thank you very much, Catherine. Now Karen in Colfax. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, I vote for Hillary Clinton, and reason being is that the Clintons have been in the White House before and in power, and I think they can do better than Bush, son and father.
Thank you for your vote for Hillary Clinton, who now has 3 votes from our listeners so far this hour during this presidential straw poll. Jay in Wausau is next. Hi, Jay.
Hi. Another vote for Dennis Kucinich here. Can't speak for the rest of the people, but I certainly didn't get an email this morning. I think maybe it's that his supporters are the hardworking backbone of this country, up early and raring to go. Also, I think that the Republicans are fielding such a group of clowns, honestly, that whoever we run is going to win, so we might as well pick a real Democrat.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. Who says he didn't get an email this morning? Did you get it yesterday, Jay? Just kidding. Bob in Madison. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call today.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to vote that they repeal the 2-term limit and reelect our wonderful President Bush.
Yeah, and why?
Well, I just don't think it's a good idea to change horses during midstream. It's just like I feel that Mayor Giuliani should have been allowed to retain his control in New York at the time of 9/11. You've got a crisis going on, and of course it's not going as well as what we would have hoped, but I don't think there's ever been a war in history that has gone as well as people would hope. I know we can't do it, but I'd really like to see something like that happen.
Thank you very much, Bob. Our first vote for George W. Bush. Mike in Wausau. Hi, you're on the air.
I like to vote for none of the above.
And why?
I'm getting sick and tired of having to pick my own oppressor, and I don't even think any of these guys can even expand my cage I feel I'm in all the time, so None of the above is going to be my vote.
All right. Mike, thanks very much. Pat in Oshkosh, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'd like to vote for Hillary Clinton because I think she's has enough international experience to responsibly get us out of the war.
Thank you for your participation in our presidential straw poll. We do this from time to time to hear from you. It's not scientific, but it gives you a chance to sound off on your favorite presidential candidate and why. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. You can vote for any candidate on the, you know, that says they're going to run, a Democrat, Republican, or for that matter, write in a candidate if one hasn't declared yet. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Iris in Madison is next. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I am going to cast my vote for Dennis Kucinich because I do feel that he has the most integrity. He has a plan, a workable plan for health care for everyone, and he's for equal rights for everyone, too.
Thank you very much. Linda in Monroe. Hi, Linda.
Good morning, Joy.
Morning.
I cast my vote for Senator Hillary Clinton. I think it's time we had a woman in the White House, and she's already had 8 years as First Lady and almost 8 years as a senator, so I think it's time we got a woman in there.
Thank you, Linda, for your vote. Bill in Waukesha is next. Hi, Bill.
Hi. I would vote for John Edwards. I think he has the experience. I think he has the ability to get above the special interest. And as your other callers have said, I think he has the best stand on the national health policy, which I think is a major issue of our day.
All right. No other caller said that, though. They were talking about Dennis Kucinich.
Oh, your first caller that voted for
okay.
Edwards.
Okay. All right. Thanks very much. Maureen in Hilbert. Hi. You're on the air.
Hi there. I would vote for Dennis Kucinich. I guess I don't like the insinuation that, you know, that it,
oh, I'm
that
teasing.
Everyone
go ahead.
Email. Yeah. No, I just happened to turn on the radio as I'm driving and heard it, so I thought I'd call in. I had heard him before when he was running last time, and I liked his ideas on universal health care. And the reason why I think that he doesn't have the big standings is because he doesn't have big money behind him. He just has regular people.
Thank you very much for your vote for Dennis Kucinich. Julie in New Hampton, Iowa. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Yeah, we're really on the road back to Missouri.
Okay.
And listen to your station. It's a wonderful straw poll. We're voting for Giuliani, not just because of 9/11, but the way he was able to rid New York of all the crime and awful stuff they had at the time. He turned it around, and maybe he could do that to our nation, get rid of some of this stuff.
Thank you very much, Julie. Appreciate your listening to us as you're traveling. Next is Grant in Menasha. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. Ron Paul. I think he's the only man that can save our country. There's a lot of different reasons, but if you haven't looked into him yet, look into him. Ron Paul. Thanks.
All right. Got him down once, even though you said it three times. That's great. Thanks very much, Grant. What about you? Who gets your vote for president? If the presidential election were to be held today, who would you vote for? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. You get to say who your candidate is and 30 seconds to explain why you support the candidate. We're keeping track, and we will post the results on our website following the program. Mitt Romney, who won the Iowa straw poll over the weekend, has 2 votes so far this hour. Mitt Romney, 2. Rudy Giuliani, 2. Rudy Giuliani did not participate in the Iowa straw poll. Didn't spend much time there. I think he still placed around, I don't know, 8th or something like that. So we have 2 for Rudy Giuliani, 2 for Mitt Romney, 5 for Ron Paul, who placed 5th in the straw poll. Fred Thompson won. George W. Bush gets 1 vote. Joe Biden, 1 vote. Hillary Clinton, 5. John Edwards, 2. Dennis Kucinich, so far, 14. Barack Obama, 1. Bill Richardson, 1. Ralph Nader, 1. And somebody who said he'll vote for whoever the Green Party nominee is. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. So far, Mike Huckabee and Sam Brownback, who were 2 and 3 in the Iowa straw poll, have recorded no votes during our straw poll. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. 12 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Monday, August the 13th. Coming up after 7, it's our state capitol report, and we'll talk about budget negotiations and the proposed state budget and what it will do to Wisconsin Public Broadcasting and other areas of state government. That's in our state capitol report coming up after 7 o'clock. Former Wisconsin Governor Tommy Thompson has officially ended his presidential bid. His campaign released a statement yesterday saying that Tommy Thompson is leaving the campaign trail. He finished sixth among the 11 candidates in this weekend's straw poll in Iowa. Beforehand, he said he would drop out of the race unless he finished first or second. The statement didn't say whether Tommy Thompson would endorse another candidate. But you can endorse another candidate during our straw poll this hour. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Jennifer in Milwaukee. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, I would like to place a vote for anyone except for Hillary.
Yeah, so do you have somebody who you think would be get your vote then?
Not yet.
Yeah, what are you waiting for?
Somebody who actually can run against her.
All right, thanks very much. I guess I'll have to start a new category, anyone but Hillary. All right. Thanks very much, Jennifer. Lauren in Reedsburg, hi, you're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to vote for Hillary Clinton because I think we need someone in office who has a little bit of compassion and can look out for the little guys, and I think she would do it.
Thank you very much for your vote. Dan in Fredonia, hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I wanted to vote for Dennis Kucinich because for years I've been watching his candidacies. But most I agree with the previous before that caller that says anybody but Hillary. And the reason being because the Iran-Contra situation was never fully investigated, and the Clintons were just as deep in that as all the Republicans. Thanks.
So I put you down for Dennis Kucinich. Thank you very much. Dawn in Onalaska. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. I'd like to vote for Barack Obama.
And why?
And everything I've read about him, it seems like he's really in touch with normal people, I guess. And I say normal, that's people that are making maybe less than $100,000 a year. And he seems compassionate. And I do think he's going to be one of the few people that can actually make enough money to run against him without having too many special interest groups behind him.
Thank you very much for your vote. The second this hour for Barack Obama. Vern in Gutenberg, Iowa. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Ron Paul.
And why?
I feel he's the only one really totally honest on all the issues.
Okay. Thanks very much, Vern, for your vote. A little flurry here for Ron Paul. Shane in Milwaukee. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, I just want to voice my support for Ron Paul. I don't think he's getting the attention he deserves from the media right now, but on the internet, he certainly looks pretty good. And I know a lot of those polls, when they do the CNN polls and such, they don't pull people on cell phones. So a lot of people who don't have home phones aren't being included. So I'm hoping that he's actually going to do a little bit better than it sounds like he's going to do on the mainstream media.
Thank you very much. Have you down for Ron Paul. And one open line for you now, 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, holding a presidential straw poll this hour, wondering who gets your vote. If the presidential election were to be held today, who would you vote for and why? 30 seconds, 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Bob in Port Washington, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'd vote for Bill Richardson because of all of them, I think he's the most experienced of what he's done, and he's still demonstrating his ambassadorship going overseas, even though he's only the governor of New Mexico or Arizona.
New Mexico, yes. All right, we got you down for Bill Richardson. Thanks very much. Boyd in Kaukauna, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'd like to vote for Hillary Clinton.
Why?
I think she'd do a very good job, both domestically and with international policy based on her experience.
Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate your vote. Albert in South Milwaukee. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, I'd vote for Ron Paul.
How come?
Well, he's a Republican that a Democrat could vote for.
Okay, thank you very much, Albert. Joe in Wheeling, Illinois. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I just want to vote for Hillary Clinton because she already ran the country for 8 years. I think she'll be pretty good at it.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Lenny in Madison. Hi, Lenny.
Hello. Welcome back.
Thank you.
I told him I would probably cast my vote for Barack if the election were today. The problem with Hillary, she's DLC, and, you know, I just don't really know where she's going, and she supported the war and didn't back off of that. I mean, I admire her for her wherewithal, but I just don't think I would trust her in the Oval Office. Thank you.
Thank you, Lenny. Let me go next to Tom in Mequon. Hi, Tom.
Hi. I'd like to put a plug in for Ron Paul. I think he's the only one serious about actually closing the border. And it's interesting how a lot of these mainliners are not getting that many votes like Hillary or John McCain is none as far as I know.
No, so far none in our poll. So you cast your vote for Ron Paul?
Yes, because I think he's the only one really serious about closing the border.
Thank you very much. Well, another guy I think is serious about closing the border is Duncan Hunter. He hasn't received any votes so far in our straw poll, nor has John McCain. Sam Brownback, 0 votes so far. Mike Huckabee, 0 votes so far. They were second and third in the Iowa straw poll. Tom Tancredo, 0 votes. He's a border closer too, isn't he? Tommy Thompson, 0 votes. Who else didn't get any votes in our straw poll? Oh, Mike Gravel. Is that how you pronounce his name? He hasn't received a vote yet. Otherwise, everybody has a vote or two or more. George in Egg Harbor. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you. Mm-hmm. I vote for Barack Obama. I think that's the problem with Hillary. I think she's too tied into the industrial-military complex, and so the lobbyists take over, and then we've got this big debt to China we're paying for everything. But I think Barack has got the class to run world leadership for the U.S., which I think we're losing dramatically. Plus, he can look out for the little guy as far as health care and immigration. I think he really is a great thinker. I think he's a great gift to us.
Thank you, George. We have you down for Barack Obama. Mona in Watertown. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. I would cast my vote for Dennis Kucinich. He's always been against the war in Iraq, and he also would vote to repeal legislate to repeal NAFTA.
All right.
And those are important issues.
Yes.
At least to me. So.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your vote, Mona. Matt in Lake Geneva. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I would vote for Ron Paul if I was voting today.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Well, because he's both a constitutionalist, someone who believes in the original values of this country, and because he's against the war.
Thank you for your vote. Jill in Madison. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. Dennis Kucinich. He's a man... man of peace, a man of integrity, and he's a man for the people.
Thank you very much for calling. We'll let you let the pooch out now. Charlie in Boulder. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'd like to vote for John McCain. I think he would be. We need somebody with military experience to handle the war properly, and he's been outspoken about a lot of things, and a lot of people don't seem to be listening to what he has to say. But in the end, they find out having to use what his ideas were in the beginning.
Thank you for casting your vote, our first this hour, for John McCain. Dave in Wanakee. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to vote for Hillary Clinton because the idiots who voted for Bush absolutely detest her, and it'll give me a good 8 years to gloat.
All right, thank you for your vote. This will be our last vote in the straw poll this hour. John in Mequon, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'd like to cast for Hillary Clinton, and because when you vote for a candidate, you're not voting for a person, but somewhere between 5,000 and 10,000 people, and I think she's got the best infrastructure and the best support, knowledge, and intelligence to run the country.
Thank you. There we go. Hillary Clinton, 10 votes. She's tied with Ron Paul, who has 10 votes. They are tied for second place. Our straw poll results have Dennis Kucinich in first place with 17 votes. So Dennis Kucinich with 17, followed by Hillary Clinton and Ron Paul, each tying with 10 points. Then Barack Obama with 4. We have a number of people with 2 votes, including Bill Richardson, Mitt Romney, Rudy Giuliani, John Edwards, and then everybody else, 1 vote. Joe Biden, John McCain, Fred Thompson, Ralph Nader, Green Party candidate, anyone but Hillary, and George W. Bush, 1, none of the above. So the results of our unofficial straw poll, presidential straw poll. Thanks for participating. We'll post the results on our website after the morning is done, and we appreciate your participation. Let me take a moment to remind you that we are going to have a very special event in Milwaukee on the 26th of August, Sunday, August 26th. Let me find my sheet here. And there's going to be a cruise on a yacht. There's going to be a tour of the Discovery World Museum. There's going to be dinner and a conversation. Lots of fun. Lots of hosts will be there. I'll be there. Kathleen Dunn, Ben Marins, Gene Faraca. For more information, call. What's the number? 414-227-2047. 414-227-2047. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.